those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
All right, everybody. It is, let's see, what is it? Friday? Yep, it is Friday, December 8th, the day after Pearl Harbor Day. We are here in the studio for KFAR's Problem Corner. I am your host today for the last time. Thank goodness, I'm sure you're saying, for Mayor Pruse. This is Jomo Stewart with the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation. And it's right after 11 o'clock in the a.m. And hey, everybody, it's been a great week joining you. Actually, it really has been a great week joining you. And it's always nice to try to learn new things. And so I've gotten to learn a little bit more about the radio business this week, and that's kind of cool. But for today, I thought for my final program, and it being the season, we would do a little bit of a season of giving spectacular. And so here in the studio today, we have some representatives, our friends from the Fairbanks Rescue Mission. Hello, Pete.
Hello.
Hello, good to see you. We have our friends from the Fairbanks Food Bank. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hi. And we also have our friends from the Salvation Army, Mr. Lieutenant John. Good to hear you. See you, sir.
Good morning.
All right. So just as a reminder, top of the hour, again, this is for your benefit and also for your participation. And so we do have dial-in, and so it's 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. The phone lines are active. I am trying to monitor them. And so if you have any questions or you have any comments of our guests, please do feel free to give us a call. All right. So why don't we get started? So, hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
It's a Likewise. Great Friday.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we are full swing in the season, what I like to call betwixt the holidays. Let's see. You know, we're a couple weeks out from Thanksgiving. We're a couple of weeks out from Christmas. And, in fact, we're right in the early days of Hanukkah. So it's a very festive, loving time of the year. But because it was, we are in the middle of the holiday season, we have a lot of needy folks around the community, folks who could just use a little bit of hand, a little hand up, and a little help out. And so I thought it'd be a great time to bring you all in to let the listeners know, our radio audience know, some of the ways that they can give back and help make it a better holiday season for all of our community members. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, who'd like to get started? Pete.
All right.
Tell me a little bit about the Rescue Mission, please.
Well, the Rescue Mission was 50 years old in February this coming year, which I think most people would be kind of shocked at. It's also not a government organization of any kind, though we do accept some government funds. We're not associated with a large denomination or any big nonprofit. We're just a board of directors here up pretty close to the Arctic that runs a pretty good rescue mission. Many people think we still are located down on Gillam, which is, Gaffney. In fact, right on 27th Avenue, between 27th and 28th, by a monstrously beautiful building, 56,000 square foot building built by Dennis Wise, who just said, here, this is yours now, Fairbanks. And so we run it. And we pull in people. We call ourselves a medium barrier, but there really is no such thing as medium barrier in the industry. It's either high barrier or low barrier, and we are a high barrier. And that is, if you come in and you've been drinking, you're going to blow, and we'll let you go sober up. And then when you do, you can come in. Likewise, we give your analysis, or particularly if anyone's displaying any kind of symptoms of being on some kind of drug. And we do have a lot of people who are mentally ill who show up at our door. As a matter of fact, our reporting says that we have about 40% of our clients, 40% of our clients are in some way self-reporting a mental illness. That really doesn't pose much of a problem, but unfortunately there are some who are just beyond our ability to take care of, and we can't take care of. And of course we take a lot of heat when we have to have them leave, because it's all voluntary whether you go and commit yourself to be stabilized at a facility that can take care of you, and many of them just refuse to do that, and we're left with either leaving them there, which can be a safety hazard for the rest of our guests, or making them leave, and that can be pretty uncomfortable sometimes when it's 35 below.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. It's not be any kind of attempt to be exclusionary. It really is about the health and safety of the other guests as well as the staff. Yeah.
And we just say, because we get a lot of pushback on this because there's such a need. And we just say, look, we are staying in our lane. We're the shelter. We're men, women, and children. So just mixing everybody up without any regard to security is not a good idea. We have a great relationship with my friend to the left here, Sam, because at the food bank, because we get our food. We do 50,000 meals per year, somewhere around there. And most of the food we get from the food bank. And we covet that relationship with Sam, and it's wonderful.
Well, actually, if you don't mind, again, why don't we start the hour? That is a good segue over to Sam over at the food bank. So, hi, Sam.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. Really, truly my pleasure and honor. So, if you wouldn't mind, right here at the very top of the program, how about a little word on the food bank?
Well, we were started in 1982 during a recession because there was a small group of people in town who recognized that we had people going to bed hungry. And that was the original mission. It has continued all these years to be the mission. We don't want anyone in the Tanana Valley area to go to bed hungry. And fortunately, the name we were given was Fairbanks Community Food Bank, and that has been our focus during all of this period of time. We receive free food and give it away free, and so that means we need lots of community support to keep our doors open. I celebrate the fact that we are now almost 42 years old. I can't believe it because I've been there for most of that period of time. And, you know, there have been some days when it's been kind of tough to keep the doors open, but our community comes through. But let's move us forward to the amazing thing that happened in Thanksgiving, if that's okay with you, this Thanksgiving.
Sure.
I've had lots of Thanksgivings there, and occasionally we would have times when we didn't have enough of whatever kind of food we'd chosen to put into the food boxes. We don't guarantee there will be a turkey in every box, but we guarantee that no one needs to go to bed hungry. And so this year our goal that we started with was 2,500 households, which would be 10,000 people or so. And we told the community what we needed, and the turkey started coming in the door. And we had been preparing all year because it's a whole year event for us to get enough green beans, corn, and all the other things that go into a box. Our box is unique in Alaska in that we provide all the food instead of just a turkey. And anyway, we had 200 volunteers on the day we were packing food boxes. That was absolutely incredible and absolutely essential. And we started putting the food out. We ended up putting out, actually I have to tell you, the APOA, Alaska Peace Officers Association, set a goal of raising 100,000 pounds of food, and we are proud to, they didn't quite make it, they almost made it. But we're very proud to tell them that we put out 120,000 pounds of food. So they were a very important part of that. But at the end of the day, we'd put out 3,099 instead of 2,500 food boxes. We provided assistance to 12,000 people. We did it with literally thousands of volunteer hours and lots of donated. And at the end, it's almost like the Feed the 5,000 story, because people kept coming and coming and coming to pick the food boxes up, and we ended up with turkeys left over. So that is absolutely miraculous.
Well, that is wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like we are at our spot for our first break, so we'll go ahead and go ahead and take that first break, and we'll be returning with our friends from the Fairbanks Rescue Mission, the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, and the Salvation Army, and Lieutenant John will turn to you.
Sounds great.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
From all of us at Affordable Dental Care, we would like to thank everyone who came in and let us take care of them this past year. We truly appreciate your business. Here's to hoping you have a wonderful holiday and a happy smile.
Hofford Glass would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'd like to thank you for your continued support throughout the years. We're your local, year-round, full-service glass, window, and door provider. We look forward to helping you with your projects. Happy holidays from your friends at Hofford Glass.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
KFAR weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around zero. Southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows around 8 below. Partly cloudy, 7 below tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. A dusting of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
All right, we are back in the studio live. And just again, as a reminder, this is Talk Radio. So the phone number, if you'd like to go ahead and participate, is 907-458-TALK or 907-458-8255. Well, that was amazing. It sounds like you all just did amazing success for the entire community, both your organization, again, passing out so many food boxes, but again, the robust response by the community itself so that food was available to meet all of that need. So amazing. So Lieutenant John.
Yes, sir.
With the Salvation Army. Now, I thought I heard as we were talking just before the program started that you're actually relatively new to the community. Is
yes.
that true?
So, as I told Mayor Pruse the last time I was on, we moved up here in June. We were in Southeast Alaska for the last 4 years. However, some tidbits, my wife, this was actually her first assignment before we got married. So she was here in 2019. She was here for about 6 months before, as some of our board members said, I stole her and took her away. But we came back, and it's kind of a family thing. My grandfather actually opened the Salvation Army here in 1950. And so it's kind of coming back full circle. But, yeah, we're experiencing our first winter together here in Fairbanks.
So let's say a new permanent resident.
But
new to Alaska nor new to the community.
No, not at all.
All right. Well, hey, why don't we tell us a little bit about the Salvation Army here in our community?
Sure. So the Salvation Army has officially been here since 1950, and we have had many different faces throughout the years as we've done that, including a men's recovery center early on in the 50s and 60s, and now we partner with all of our community partners, including the rescue mission and the food bank, and we try our best to be just a great partner. We offer our thrift store, and we do vouchers for household items and clothing. We also have rent and utility assistance that we process through the government grants from the state and federal government, and then we also do our religious services, including character building programs for kids, much like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We have our own internal programs, and we're just happy to be a part of the community and find the holes. And I think Sam and I have spent quite a few moments at the table trying to figure out how we can work together, and we continue to want to do that. So we're just here to plug some holes and help people as best we can.
Oh, and that's pretty neat, because the most publicly facing things I know about the Salvation Army are like the thrift store, as well as, say, during the holiday season, as you're getting donations there in the entryway of many of our local establishments.
Yes, and just to make sure that we clear the air on that, all money raised here, whether it's through the thrift store or in our red bucket, stays here locally to help our programs here.
Oh, awesome sauce. Okay. Yeah, so again, I really didn't realize the Salvation Army had that many, such a wide breadth of services and offerings. Okay, well, since, you know, that's actually a good segue, because you mentioned character development.
Mm-hmm.
I know that over at the Rescue Mission, again, you do give people a safe space to kind of be for a time, but there's a lot more that goes on over there at our Rescue Mission.
Sure. One of the things we're most excited about and have been for the past couple of years as we've begun a new program, it's called the Enterprise Unit. And the Enterprise Unit is, at its basic level, is it's a crew. And it's a crew that we are putting into some pretty intense training. And it usually happens in the summertime. And we have done work for the city and for the state and for interior neighborhood housing. And what we do is we teach building maintenance and equipment. We had a wonderful thing happen this year. We had a great big crack in our driveway, or our parking lot there. And so we asked if Independent Rental could help us out, and we could rent one of their excavators, and they send it over there. And when these guys got the opportunity to actually run an excavator and be trained by Aaron, so they got a little work on asphalt, a lot of sheetrock work, a lot of painting and patching. Interior neighborhood housing has 55 units, so we call it one of our training playgrounds where guys can go over there and patch sheetrock, paint, change out a dishwasher, and those kinds of things. At the end of the time, they will have gone through a safety course. We're putting them through the CPR, I guess it's called BLS now. They'll get a soft skills certification, laminated the whole thing, photos, letter of recommendation from me, and we'll write a resume for them, and we give them two other certificates based on the work that they achieved. So essentially they come out of there with a portfolio. Some of them at a lower level, we do a stipend for them. Some of them become kind of low-level employees for us. We have to meet all the guidelines for the Department of Labor, et cetera. And it's been extremely, extremely successful. And this was the first year that we actually made it through a year and completed it. So now we know what we have as a program. And the lights that go on are tremendous. It's mostly the younger guys that are attracted to that. And I was driving down the road one day, and I was trying to think about things we could do or eliminate and not doing it. And the thought from God just came into my head. And he said, what's the value of three young men? We just had three at the time. And that's a pretty high value. And so we really lean into that program and other work programs, because what we have found is we're not that great at rehabilitation. There's other people that do that, and we want them to get the most professional help they can. But we've got a big building that needs a lot of maintenance. We've got a good maintenance person and a guy that runs the program as a foreman. And there's a lot of people in the community. We have turned some of them down because we're trying to stick with nonprofits and the government and like that for some legal reasons. And there's lots of work to do. And they love being out there, being part of a crew, and joking with each other and doing those kinds of things. And it has really turned on the lights for some people, and I hope to continue it for as long as I'm there.
That's amazing. Oh, that's great. I mean, that is amazing. Again, helping them prepare to move back into the workforce and be independent. That's wonderful. All right. Cool. Well, I would kick it over to the food bank. You all, again, we're starting to gear up. So when I went onto you all's website, and by the way, just for the public, all of these entities have websites. And so you can go online, go ahead and use your Google. You know, you can Google Fairbanks Rescue Mission. You can Google Fairbanks Food Bank. You can even Google Fairbanks Salvation Army. And they've got really great websites that can tell you all about their programs, contacts, how you can volunteer, how you can contribute, donate. And so, yeah, I would encourage everyone to go ahead and again, use the power of the computer to get more information. But I did that myself, and I saw that you actually have quite a suite of programs there at the food bank. I see emergency food boxes. So, again, I tend to think of you all around the holiday season for things like Thanksgiving and Christmas, but actually this is a year-long affair with lots of programs to help throughout the year. You want to go ahead and talk about a few of those?
Sure. We'll start off by talking about the regular food box program. Each and every day we're going to do at least 60 food orders, which means that people woke up in the morning and they didn't have food in their cupboards. And so they were able to call by 10 o'clock in the morning, have a food box delivered to the distribution site by 2 or so in the afternoon. And that's been the primary program we have done all these years. But in addition to that, we also handle USDA food, the TFAP and CSFP food program for seniors. And we have a food as medicine program that I'm very excited about because for so many years that I've been there, we have made small, medium, and large food boxes, and we have a limit to the number of food boxes that a person can get without an agency referral. And that wasn't handling the situations for diabetics and people with cancer and so forth, patients who have chronic diseases and will be sick for longer than the time was.
And we have more acute dietary requirements.
Yes, exactly. And so we started working with doctors, and their issue was, I tell this person they've got to totally change their diet, but they tell me that they don't have enough money, that they can get half as much food for twice as much money, and they can't afford to do that. So I thought, okay, we have a little extra surplus produce each day. So we opened a program, and it's so funny because it's so simple, I'm almost embarrassed to describe it. But believe it or not, we're one of the first in the United States to do that, and people are calling me and asking me, how do you have a food as medicine program? Well, we take the produce that we have and we get a referral, a doctor's referral for the program, and a person is eligible to receive 6 pounds a day for 6 months and then can get a renewal if they need to from their doctors. And the results have been absolutely amazing. The stories of people who come in with significant, terrible diseases are finding help by eating broccoli. Now, Grandma said to do that, you know, and it's been really funny. The difficulty with the program is that we can't collect data, of course. It's medical data and HIPAA and all those things. And so funding the program has been a challenge. But it doesn't matter to me. We fed 647 different people in the last 6 months and did it with virtually no money.
Well, I tell you, it's, you know, as I discovered when I was a very newly single father, you know, and the kids would chide me because they, you know, they wanted all the organic and that stuff. And truthfully, I it's not that I didn't want to get the absolute best or the absolute most nutritious food possible, but frankly, cost was a bit of a barrier. You know, I had to do the best I could.
That's right.
With what I had. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lieutenant John.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about a bit the stuff you all do over there. Because you mentioned, again, some of your additional programs other than just, again, intakes and sales of goods.
Right.
Through, say, the thrift store.
So we have an absolute wonderful partnership. We are a distribution site for the emergency food boxes that happen every week. And we absolutely love doing that. We're also a distributor for the CSFP and TFAP boxes for the seniors. We get to knock on their door and deliver their boxes, and we just love doing that. We have one lady, she likes to make sure that she makes a couple of cookies for the volunteers that we have helping, and it's just a wonderful program, and we enjoy doing that. So year-round, we have...
Actually, though, if I may just interrupt for a second, because that was one of my questions regarding both of yourself and as well as the food bank. Again, I know there's pickup locations, but, you know, travel can be a challenge. You know, kind of getting around town. And oh, by the way, the food bank is right across 26th Avenue. Well, it looks like our hard stop has come a little earlier than I expected. So we're going to take a little break, and we'll come back with the food bank, the shelter, Salvation Army.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Hunter Biden could get up to 17 years in prison. The president's son facing a host of tax charges in California. Fox's David Spunt has details from the indictment.
It reads in part, between 2016 and October 15, 2020, the defendant spent this money on drugs, escorts and girlfriends, luxury hotels and rental properties, exotic cars, clothing and other items of a personal nature. In short, everything but his taxes, end quote.
Hunter Biden also faces firearm-related charges in Delaware. Concerns growing about getting food, water, and medicine to civilians in war-torn Gaza.
The conditions for the effective delivery of humanitarian aid no longer exist.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres calling for a ceasefire to get help into Palestine. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
An ex-Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to cut the engines of a passenger flight while off duty and riding in an extra seat in the cockpit was released from jail pending trial yesterday after an Oregon judge approved it with conditions that include keeping away from aircraft. Multnomah County Circuit Court Judge Thomas Ryan made the decision as Joseph Emerson pleaded not guilty to reduced charges of reckless endangerment. He previously faced attempted murder charges. Emerson of Pleasant Hill, California, has also pled not guilty to a federal charge of interfering with a flight crew. The judge in that case also agreed that he could be released pending trial. Emerson was released from jail about 5 p.m. yesterday. He and his wife, Sarah, shared a tearful embrace as he walked out. He declined to comment. Noah Horst, his lawyer, said the couple planned to drive home to California. The release conditions include that Emerson undergo mental health services, stay away from drugs and alcohol, and not come within 30 feet of an operable aircraft.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
The Gear Up for Christmas sale is going on now at Sportsman's Warehouse, with savings on all the gear you need to make this year's Christmas unforgettable. We've got deals on the best gear for hunting and shooting sports, fishing, and camping. Save up to 30% on those top-of-the-list things, from guns and ammo to coolers and fishing rods. You'll find something for everyone on your holiday list at Sportsman's Warehouse. So stop by and let us help you gear up for Christmas.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331, or online at MidnightSunATVTours.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right, we are back in the studio. Again, thanks everybody for weathering the unexpected hard break. Well, let's jump back in with the Salvation Army if we could.
Perfect. So, yeah, so we have that great partnership with the food bank, and right before the break you had said sometimes travel is a problem. Usually, at least for our site as a distribution site, when they talk to us, we see if we can navigate something together. We understand travel can be very, very big part of some of the problems that people face. So,
how do you all partner with, say, Meals on Wheels, or do you all operate that?
We don't, but we sure admire the executive director there. Let me tell you, she does a fantastic job, and we're able to provide them with some food. Of course, they have USDA guidelines, and we may or may not have the type of food that she needs. But we see them most days if they come over. And when we had the food stamp backlog problem last year, I went to Senior Meals on Wheels because they were already packing great nutritional boxes for seniors, and we shared some of the funds that we received so that they would continue to do that and get it out to the people who were waiting for their food stamps cards to be effective.
Right on. And Pete, you mentioned, furthering the conversation on partnerships, I mean, you mentioned FNA, or not FNA,
Interior Neighborhood
Housing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of interesting. I'm sitting there thinking, how do I give my maintenance guy a raise? And And what I came up with is I called up Nadine over at Interior Neighborhood, and I said, because she's constantly complaining
about
it.
And that's what I was
going to
say. Nadine
don't
Winters
have maintenance.
Is the executive director of Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing. Amazing.
She's a superstar. And I just and I just said, look, you've been struggling to get these apartments turned over, and it's a low income housing, so it's right up our alley. And I said, look, we're going to reach some agreement here on an association where we can use your place for training, and you can pick up part of the time of our maintenance crew. And we did, and it's still kind of in its inception, but it's working out pretty well.
Partnerships, great. Relationships.
Yeah.
John.
Well, I was going to say, that's a great program. I really, somebody who my wife and I always spend time thinking about how people can get a hand up and get up to the next level of what's going on. It's a nice to be able to provide different services like all of our agencies do, but how do we take them to the next level is always something that's in the back of my head. So hearing what's going on over there is just great.
Well, and another thing that I think is real important, and I'm not going to remember them all, but we previously had a rehabilitation program at the mission. I got rid of it because it just frankly wasn't working that well. I think we weren't running it that well. But the point is that you have Refine, and in Fairbanks you've got the Ralph Perdue Center, you've got the Gateway, you've got True North, not the church, but the counseling service. So there has in Alaska Behavior Health. I said I knew I was going to forget some of them, but there are so many people out there who are running mm-hmm. good programs that we don't need to reduplicate, and it's really been valuable to us, and particularly me, as I've reorganized the mission to just let loose of these things that we're not good at and try to concentrate on what we are good at, and that's getting people in and safe and fed and cleaned and on their way to something else.
So I'll let the listening public know that part of the reason I am having this suite of guests is a couple of years ago, FEDC, we have an energy task force meets every Tuesday. It usually talks about energy or natural resources, those kinds of subjects. But I had a nice program right around this time of year where I had brought in the rescue mission, where I brought in the food bank, and just to learn about their programs and let the public know just all the great work they're doing and how that folks could volunteer and donate to support these wonderful programs in our community. And so now that you've mentioned it, sir, a suite of programs because we just have so many great people and great programs and shops just trying to help us all out. I mean, we're all in this together here in this island in the sea of trees at the far end of the civilized world. So I did want to give you a chance, John, because I don't want to miss it. I know that you had a specific goal because you do have a fundraiser coming up just tomorrow.
Yes, we do. So tomorrow, the Salvation Army is starting its National Commanders Challenge. Now, for those of you who may not know, the Salvation Army kind of has a paramilitary ranking system to it. So that's why I am a lieutenant, and the national commander is a commissioner, and he has issued a challenge to all Salvation Armies to see if we can combine to raise $2 million in a four-hour time span, and it just happens to be 11 to 3 here at the Fred Meyer on Old Steese. So I'll be out there ringing. I may bring my piano. I have no idea. It's just a little too cold sometimes to take the gloves off your fingers. But my goal is to raise as much as possible because the winner of this competition is between the 173 Salvation Army officers that are going to be doing it. The winner gets to have kind of an expose done within the Salvation Army's production company on what their Salvation Army does in their community. And my wife and I talked a little bit about it. And it's not just about what we do, because we came from Southeast Alaska, and the Salvation Army was the food pantry. The Salvation Army was the rescue mission. The Salvation Army was the reentry coalition. The Salvation Army was all of it. Right. And it's just so great not to have to do it all. Yeah. And so we want to point out how great our community partners work together to establish things. And maybe, truthfully, work a little better together with our community partners to help, rebuild Fairbanks, so to speak, as at least our people.
Okay.
To give them a little bit more hope.
So again, this is almost like KUAC's, they, of course, Public Radio does this. I think they do it twice a year. They have their big funding drives.
Right.
But so you're having a big funding push or big us. Yeah.
The Salvation Army only rings bells at Christmas. It's the only time we raise money. Even if you get a mailer from us, I promise you that is ours and it is, it is staying local. But this is the only time of year we really push on it, because everything that we raise is used here locally to continue our programs and continue the conversation between us and our partners. And so I'm going to be out there. I'm going to try my best to not freeze my fingers playing in Christmas carols, but I'll be out at the Fred Meyer at Old Steece from 11 to 3, and all the donations that are collected will go towards that. But anytime you put it in a red bucket, anytime you send it in the mail, it comes directly here, and I get to see all of that. So,
all right, helping the community. So, yeah, may everybody mark that down as you're out doing your holiday shopping this weekend, tomorrow, over at Fred Meyer on Old Steece, between, you said, 1 and?
11 and 3.
11 and 3. So, nice 4-hour window. It would be a great time to go ahead and to get your soap and your toilet paper and your dishwashing fluid and make a nice donation to help our local community.
And I also like to always point out that Fairbanks is probably one of the more generous communities that the Salvation Army has been a part of. So, and I'd like to put our money where my mouth is. So,
all right. Okay. Well, we haven't had any callers yet, but just in case you would like to dial in, if you have any questions regarding any one of these three entities, the phone number is 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. All right. So, Pete.
Yes.
So one of the, again, I said this to you before we got started, but again, there's some neat things about the rescue mission. One of them, again, you're helping people, your hand up regarding helping people reintegrate themselves into the workforce, into the community. When they did the presentation a couple of years ago, they mentioned that, say a guy like me, I have suits. Now normally, if I'm rotating clothing, the habit has been just to take it right over there to Value Village so that they could sell it back to us. But in fact, they said that over at the rescue mission, you all do have like a professional closet, some professional closets, so that as you've helped people graduate up to be ready to reenter the workforce, one of the things that they also get is, they have access to that closet so that they have a nice set of threads to go have that job interview.
Right.
Because I can tell you as an old square, I try to remind my kids that people like me still rule the world. I do check out shoes. And so it does matter having that nice set of slacks and a good shirt to go in and put your best foot forward as you're seeking a new job.
Yeah, we do that. It's, of course, as you might imagine, most of our clothing is directed towards the elements and work clothes and warm clothes. But we do also have that. And we also rely on some of our donors. If you don't mind, I'm going to just segue.
Please.
Without Dennis Wise at this point, I'm not sure where the rescue mission would be. Bill Stroker Foundation, they came on board when we were designing and manufacturing those beds in Fairbanks, and it's been such a gift. And the Prospector, every time we turn around, the Prospector's doing something for us. As a matter of fact, we just got a phone call on the way to work, and they said, "Hey, come by. We got a bunch of coats for you to pick up." And it's great working with them. And of course, Independent Rental, same thing. They're really on. They call sometimes. You guys need anything? just out of the blue. And then Bernie Carl and I hate to start naming people like this, because you're going to forget.
And you don't want to leave anybody out.
But it, as John said, Lieutenant John said, it is a very, very generous community, and we benefit greatly from it, and so do the people that are our guests.
Well, and I'm happy to give you the chance though, to give that recognition. I mean, we just had one of the fun things I got to do this week was the Boy Scouts had their Distinguished Citizens Award, and it was Jack and Carol Wilbur. Who have done and do so much and so many wonderful things across our community.
And I'm going to name two other people, and one of them is, for the listeners of the show, you might remember this guy. His name's Dave Pruse, and he is on, and he is another one of these people that calls up and says, "Hey, what's going on? What do I need to know?" He brings us over, he consults with us, and of course through his chief of staff, Mike Sanders, who is a guy wears a Superman costume, and it's not a costume with him. and they're pretty on it over at the city about lower income folks and homelessness and housing and nutrition and like that. I really, really very grateful.
Right on. So Sam, I mean, I would give you the chance if there's anyone you'd like to go ahead and just give a nice shout out to.
Well,
and,
you know.
And then I see we do have a caller, so I'll go ahead and just no caller, we'll be getting to the phone lines.
Okay, I'll be brief, but I'll tell you, one of the things that we really like is the guy who came to the food bank in a moose suit and brought a turkey. I want you to know we laughed about that for a long time. And
there's
so
a story there.
Yeah, I think Jomo needs to tell that story. But we are grateful for all who come in, large and small, and we love to laugh, too. So thanks for doing that.
You're welcome. All right, well, we're going to oh, the caller just dropped. Hey, just so you know, caller, I'll try to be a little bit quicker to the buttons. But again, if you'd like to try to call back, it's 907-458-8255.
Not to monopolize time, and I'll be quick. Last night, Charlotte Rouge, hair beauty salon here in town, they came by the Mission. And set up, it looked like a beauty shop in there. They had big full-length mirrors and the dryers with the cone head dryers and those kinds of things. And they gave 22 men and 18 women really nice haircuts. I tell you some of these guys that are pretty scruffy looking, they're walking around looking like movie stars today. and talk about a boost, you know. And just wanted to make sure I didn't let that get past too.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Right on. Oh, and yeah, as far as the moose costume is concerned, yes, it was my pleasure. at FBDC, we do run the Communities Buy Local program. The mascot is Mortimer Moose, and a former project manager, I don't know where they found it, but found a moose costume. And so, yeah, every so often, which, in fact, you'll be seeing the moose, if you can spot the moose out next Saturday during Winter Solstice Fest, I can expect that Mortimer Moose will be around.
It doesn't look like a regular moose, right? Because some people might spot a moose the different way.
Yes, it looks enough like a mascot that I'm hoping I won't be taken out.
Be careful acting like a moose around the food bank.
Yeah, and it was carrying a turkey, so it was identifiable. Yeah.
Well, and I try to stay in very urbanized areas. I avoid stands of trees. All right. Well, everybody, let's see. We are midway through. I have to take a quick break, but then we'll be back for the last segment of Problem Corner with our guests, the Fairbanks Rescue Mission, Fairbanks Community Food Bank, as well as the Fairbanks Salvation Army.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pain.
Hi, this is Kevin, owner of Glass Doctor in North Pole, the glass shop where we fix your pains. This holiday season, we're also spreading a little joy with our Chips for Toys for Tots event. From now until Christmas, drop off a new unwrapped toy at Glass Doctor in North Pole and get a rock chip repair for free, a $70 value, and only at
Glass Doctor, Glass Doctor.
Thank you.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pains.
Make those Christmas dreams come true with help from Frontier Outfitters, the outdoor store. Light up the eyes of your outdoor lovers. Alaska-proven clothing and equipment for fishing, hunting, camping, and hiking. Guns and gear, GPS, and more. You'll find the perfect gifts in one easy stop. Give a Frontier Outfitters gift card. It can also be used in Century Hardware and the Woolly Rhino as well. And gift wrapping is free. Your holiday shopping just got easier at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
'Tis the season for the holidays. Hang the decor, bake the food, it's time to celebrate. Happy holidays and have a prosperous new year from everyone at The Gas Line.
Hello, Fairbanks. This is Mayor David Pruse, and I'd like to remind everyone that the best of all gifts around any Christmas tree is the presence of a happy family all wrapped up in each other. I want to wish everyone joy, warmth, and festive cheer this holiday season.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motorhome, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
Snow likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching zero. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for snow again tonight. Lows dip down to about 8 below. Partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 7 below tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. A dusting of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right. Well, we are back live in the studio. Thank you. Again, as you heard, we're glitching. Jomo Stewart is running the board. I do not have my Johan chaperone, so I do apologize. But as you heard right here in the studio, your community service organizations are working on their partnerships and nailing those down to the benefit of our community. So we are in the final segment of this hour. And I did want to offer all of our guests to have the chance to again, as we just discussed with Salvation Army, they're having a big funding drive tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.,
yes.
Kind of focused over at the Steese Highway, Fred Meyer. But I wanted to go ahead and give everybody a chance to highlight any other special events they might be having as we move through the season. So, Miss Sam or Pete? They're pointing at each other. Ladies first.
Thank you. We do have so many wonderful sponsors. We are a community food bank. We're not associated with Feeding America and some of the other things that are larger than we are. And so we rely on community support. And at the moment, Kinross has stepped up, and during the month of December, they are matching dollars. And so you can double your money. I also have to mention, of course, that Alyeska did that during the month of November. So we're very grateful that they've stepped in at holiday time.
Oh, outstanding. Oh, and I would remind the listening audience, so all of these entities, is at least the three that are here in the studio, are all 501c3s. And so that you know, not only can you do a good thing for your community and these organizations, but you can get a little bit of a tax write-off as well. So again, they are 501c3s. Big funding push for Salvation Army. Tomorrow, double your money donation with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank through December. And how about you, Mr. Pete?
Well, I'll just remind everybody that the right required distribution, I don't remember the acronym for your 401k, the IRAs, you need to do that if you're going to do it. And you can make it out to any one of the three of us or your favorite charity. I would say this, there is also the required one after 70 and a half years old. They're going to force you to do it, and then they're going to tax you on it. And some people are in the position to just say, well, I don't want to do that, I'm just going to give it. And you can have it, you can write it to us, any one of the three here, and you'll get the whole, you won't pay taxes on any of it. And I don't have any special program other than just, it's just fundraising. We've got to do that because we are private. And the last thing I forgot, and I can't let this happen, Big Daddy's. 15 turkeys, and this is the second time they've done it for us. Our Thanksgiving is huge. We have like 40, 50 volunteers running around and everything like that. And Big Daddy's, the night before, the couple days before, they smoke 15 beautiful turkeys for us. And the second year they've done it, and they are outstanding people. We're just very grateful.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we're moving towards the top of the hour. We do have a few more minutes. If anyone would like to call in, of course you may. I will keep my eyes fixed on the phone for the green light. It's 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. 907-458-8255. All right. Well, I would offer you all, if there's anything else you would like to leave in the community mind. Again, right now we're in the holiday season. Just got past Thanksgiving. We are right in Hanukkah, and we have Christmas right around the corner. It's the season where we all throw our arms around our loved ones. Well, you can throw your arms around your community as well.
Yeah. So I've just got two more things. The first is with all of us. And your favorite charity, if it happens to not be on the radio show today, though I don't know why it wouldn't be. But if you postmark it by December 31st, it counts towards this year's taxable donations, which is important for some people. Some people just don't care, and that's great too. Mm-hmm. And then we are doing our distribution for our Angel Tree tags on December 15th, next Friday, from 10 to 2 over at the J.P. Jones Center. And we're doing it a little different this year. For those of you who are listening, we're going to let the parents shop for their kids. So every toy that's been collected will be put together, and every kid, their parents will be able to come in. And we did it that way this year because we noticed sometimes you put the actual gift that the kid wants. They want Legos, and someone gives them a Barbie because they're a 10-year-old girl. But the 10-year-old girl wanted Legos. And so that's kind of hard. So we put it up on there, and the parent knows their kid best. And they go, you know, they want these Legos. And that's just a way to do it to help restore a little bit of dignity to our family. So they get to wrap the toys. They get to give them to the kids. And it's never from the donor. It's always from mom and dad. And that's such a big, important part of things. So
that is a big, important part of things. Mr. Pete.
You know, this is, we've said it a number of times here, it is a very generous community. But just keep in mind, everyone who's listening out there, that there is a layer of people in our community who are our neighbors who are struggling pretty hard and no one's coming for them. And the community is generous when you are generous. It isn't up to Dennis Wise. It isn't up, you know, they carry a big load. But we all have to carry a little something because a lot of people are at the end of their rope. They've tied a knot just to hang on, and the only person that can really help them is you. So do it if you can.
Yeah. Wonderful sentiment. Miss Sam.
I can't say it better than Pete just did. My heart hurts for some of the stories that we receive. And we all do the best we can do, but nonetheless, there are going to be people that we haven't been able to serve. Yeah. And I don't want to tell you some of the stories because I'll start crying.
I hear that.
You know, I'm reminded fairly often, particularly as I'm moving through the grocery store line, and I see, every so often the keypad will show something to which you can contribute. And I say it to myself often, there but for the grace of God go I.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All it would take is wouldn't take too many little shocks or, you know, but a couple of missed paychecks, and I would be the one needing help. So being in the position now that I can help someone is really it's a wonderful feeling. It's a blessing, but it's also to me it's a bit of an obligation to be able to give back to the community that has given you so much.
I think it's important because if you give to these entities, they're there for a long time, and we have one donor who it doesn't like me to say his name, but he loves me to tell his story, and he just says, I was there. I needed.
We get a lot of those.
And because I don't need any more, I want to make sure others who need can come get it.
All right. Well, we've still got another couple of minutes, so I'll go ahead and... but I don't want to, force you all to talk. Let's see. It's 907... 458 talk. That's 907-458-8255. Just a reminder of your locations. Again, the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, I believe, is on 26th Avenue.
725 26th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. The Fairbanks Rescue Mission is
723 27th Avenue.
Right across the street. Yeah. And is there a home office for the
Salvation
Army?
There is a home office, 1602 10th, right across from Denali Elementary School. But you can always stop by our store, 2222 Cushman Street.
All right. Well, guys, this has been great. I won't belabor it. So just for the listening public, be reminded, thank you so much. Again, this is Jomo Stewart. Happen to be able to serve you as the president of the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation. It's an honor to do so. It has been an honor to go ahead and help out Mayor Prues by hosting Problem Corner this week. I hope it hasn't hurt you all too much. Listen to me fumble with the buttons. So we're here serving you. If you ever have any questions regarding FEDC, you can Google FEDC Fairbanks. It gives a list of our programs. It has our contact information. We're here to help. If you're a small business, just know, again, we do our small business spotlights. We do have coming up, actually just this weekend, North Pole is going to be having their holiday, their Winterfest is going to begin. So there's going to be a lot of great things happening, particularly on Saturday, tomorrow. They'll have a holiday bazaar. They'll be doing fireworks in the evening. Here in Fairbanks, Core Fairbanks, we'll be having the Winter Solstice Fest next, not this coming Saturday, but the following on December 16th. There'll be the Holiday Bazaar there at Morris Thompson. The Winter Lights Walk has begun, so you can go start checking out those trees. And then you can see the fireworks after you've done your Moose on the Loose scavenger hunt or to local small businesses. So everybody, again, this has been great. I hope you have a great rest of your day, a great rest of your weekend. And, of course, we hope to have you online next week and every week for Problem Corner. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. Fox News is on the way on KFAR Fairbanks, the heartbeat of Alaska.
Bob here from the Cookie Jar. My wife, Gloria, and I would like to thank our community for its patience, generosity, and continued support. This holiday season, spend time with family or with ours. Merry Christmas, Fairbanks, from the Cookie Jar.
You know that the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center is here to help you hear better. Now they're helping you even